Questing for Titles, a System Apocalypse short story by Tao Wong, narrated by Avon Shore. Questing for Titles. Golden arches on an elevated billboard glowed in the dark of the night, illuminated internally by mana lamps and offering the surroundings its only source of illumination. The lights glowed brighter than it ever did before, which allowed the words beneath the sign to stand out even more starkly. Both words and viscera decorated the billboard. Over 1 million served at this location. Dried blood, poisoned spittle, and globules of torn flesh covered one portion of the sign, much of it originating from the ground beneath the sign and leading all the way to the sole standing building in its expansive parking lot. To the right of the group that stared at the billboard stood their goal, little concrete barriers helping to designate the drive-through windows. Knee-high, clear glass windows offered a view of the inside, where overpowered fluorescent lights powered by mana illuminated the familiar red and yellow upholstery and white plastic tables. In the corners, where light failed to penetrate, shadow figures moved within. Of course, only one of the parties would recognize what was normal per fluorescent lights. Of the three that stood before the building, one was native human, barely breaking 5 feet in height, clad in a simple white blouse and black slacks that gave her a business casual demeanor. As she stood, she fiddled with the glasses that she still wore, frames adjusted to remove any magnification or light refraction and offer additional data on the system world. For most, though, it was the other two who would have brought an exclamation of surprise, at least 5 years back, unless you were at a cosplay convention, before the system apocalypse, before the changing of everything. One of the figures was over 6.5 feet tall, muscled like a steroid-ridden bodybuilder with a simple orange mohawk. More importantly, his green skin and tusks gave clear indication of the Hakarta's origins. The space orc wore an eccentric combination of modern tactical wear and silver medieval armor over his body, tactivest holding the double-bladed axe and the pair of belted beam pistols. The third figure was a Menahune, a 3-foot-tall, chubby and happy pink figure who carried a bow slung over his shoulder and a quiver of arrows by his hip. Mostly, though, the Menahune watched the surroundings, fingers twitching by his side, mana flowing from its eyes and body.
"The system has a sense of humor, it seems. This is the 998th such establishment, and there are hundreds more turned into a dungeon. The heck?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?